that gives the committee a chance to say if we're on the vote on an amendment, or if we're on the vote just passing a bill out of committee.
Mr. Chairman, I believe if a member has amendment they wish to propose that we should allow them to present that amendment.
Yeah, that's my feeling too. I just wanted to get a consensus here if we're shooting for an amendment, or if there is the majority saying, well, no, that's what's going to fail.
Oh, I'm trying to read my writing and figure out how I can do it. I guess the amendment that I would add would just be something that would be effect that when owner occupant appeals, his property tax appraisal burden of proof is on the assessor.
Personal property.
When the owner.
You mean real property?
Owner, yeah. Occupied. Okay. Trying to look at that.
Maybe just a question out there. You know, what if I am fortunate, I probably never will, to suddenly have I am the sole owner of a 100 unit rental. I am still sole owner. No, I mean, not occupied.
Wish you were. Wish you were.
Wish you were occupied.
Okay, let's say I moved into one of my apartments. No, am I exempt? What you're saying?
That's what I came up with, yeah.
And you probably would be. But I'm saying that the average person is not, the average person is not really going to take advantage of this legislation. It's going to be the other person who stands to gain a lot of money. And all I'm trying to do is, you know, is to put some deterrence in there to do that, is all.
But then again, Mr. Chairman, I think a lot of people are saying, I think, everybody, I'm not saying everybody, excuse yourself, correct myself. Regardless of what class or what level you want to put it at, you'll have several different areas trying to take advantage of it. Regardless of the property valuation, regardless of the homeowner and the occupied. That seems to be the consensus by others also. I think you need to treat everybody who's on a tax assessment.
Or do you not hear it? What I'm just trying to do is to add the wording that I guess I would probably add here would be too long.
Well, why don't we just...
If you'd like, we could just hold it over and then...
We hold it over till the next meeting and then we can work on some language.
Can I ask one more question or reserve for one of comments? Let's go on Anchorage. I occupy my home in Goodwood, which is still a part of the municipality of Anchorage. If I decide to buy a duplex so that I could stay in Anchorage or a townhouse, whatever, stay in Anchorage one time or another, or buy a duplex so that I can rent it out, are you saying that I'm going to be on two standards? On one side, I'm going to have to get the burden of proof, on the other side, I don't?
I'll say that, too.
Well, let's do that. That gives Representative Collins a chance to work with the staff on the amendment language, and we take that up. We can take it up Friday. That shouldn't take all that long. There's no problem with that, right? I can make a floor announcement. It'll just say that we will consider that. Yes, Representative Collins.
What I'm trying to get is the average person, if they're talking about $200 or $300 or $500, they're not going to go through the effort of doing all of that. When you're talking about a large corporate entity where it's going to make $2 or $3 million difference, they're going to play the games, and that's what I'm saying. This is to limit that game thing. And you probably do it anyway now, anyway, but, you know, take advantage of the system.
Well, I'm still concerned too that we were talking about frivolous appeals, and there is no reason for anybody under a system where the burden is up to the seller to appeal continuously. And with 8,000 appeals already in Anchorage, if they don't have to do anything but write in and then the assessor has to justify it, there's no reason for all of them not to do it. But what you got to lose? Nothing. A letter
this doesn't change any of that, Mr. Chairman. I don't know why people keep referring to it. It doesn't change one bit of that. It doesn't change the burden that the appellant has. It doesn't change the actual work that the assessor's office is doing right now today.
It doesn't change anything, but what it does change is if a volume of mail and stuff comes in, that's going to raise the cost of city administration, even if they don't have to do anything but Xerox copies of the assessor's finding and something that says, here it is. You know, I mean, I guess I have a little more faith in our Alaskan taxpayers than the chair may, that we haven't found frivolous appeals coming in yet. In fact, that we don't find a whole volume of appeals coming in until we have a large corporate entity taking significant advantage of the taxpayer. And that's what, and if you think you've got a problem with large corporate entities, take a look at large corporate entities called cities. And make a look at what they've been doing, and then we'll look at what they do to you over the next couple of years and to your constituents over the next couple of years. That's why I brought the bill. And if we don't put it to just homeowners, maybe that's a good way to do it.
Okay, in any case, we give Representative Collins a chance to draft an amendment, and we're putting it up. Yeah, Mr. Rowley has a...
Mr. Chairman, this has a suggestion to the staff that says we would be able to contact the State Board of Equalization in California and see if they have any statistics on what has happened, two appeals and so forth, in California since passage of that law, if the chairman would want. We'd be happy to do so.
Well, I certainly have no problem doing that. My question is, and then we've got to figure, that's a good idea, I think we do it. I'd just like to point out, I don't know if California's data is applicable to our situation, but there's nothing hurt doing that. I'd like to see what's happening in LA or in San Francisco, it's been superimposed set on the Anchorage. Okay, well, it's 4:30 and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Well, just because you don't have a problem in doing it.